USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values, and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Continuing our coverage now of day three of the Kavanaugh hearing, Liberal Senator Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey releases what he says is a confidential email from Kavanaugh in violation of the rules. Booker says he knowingly violated Senate rules in an act of civil disobedience. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with reaction.
Saying he was ready to be kicked out of the Senate for his behavior, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was asked about Booker's behavior.
I think people know the political motivations are behind a lot of the shenanigans that are going on. Frankly, it's beneath the dignity of the Senate to be trying to turn this into a circus.
Actor Burt Reynolds has died. He was 82 years old. The cause of death, cardiac arrest at a hospital in Florida. He was a star. Reynolds' breakout role in the 70s in the movie Deliverance.
We can get out of this thing without any questions asked. We get connected up with that body and the law. This thing's going to be hanging over us the rest of our lives.
Reynolds also in Smokey and the Bandit, and he was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Boogie Nights back in 1997. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Alex Jones in the news as he crashes a news conference on Capitol Hill where Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio is speaking. And it's all caught on camera. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
TV cameras rolling outside a Capitol Hill social media hearing on Wednesday when Alex Jones crashed Marco Rubio's news conference. The InfoWars founder patting Rubio on the shoulder and calling him little frat boy. The senator's response?
I'm asking you not to touch me.
I just patted you nicely.
I know, but I don't want to be. I don't know you. Man. I don't know who you are.
You're not going to get arrested, man.
You're not going to get arrested. I'll take care of it myself.
Oh, he'll beat me up.
I didn't say that.
Recently, Facebook, Google, and Apple have taken steps to remove Jones from their platforms. He claims he's being censored. I'm Chris Barnes.
A tense situation as personnel from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, among emergency responders who board a quarantine plane after it lands at Kennedy Airport in New York. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
When Emirates Flight 203 landed following a 14-hour flight from Dubai, it was sequestered on the tarmac. 520 people were on board, and initially the CDC put out a statement saying as many as 100 people were sick. A total of 10 crew members and passengers were taken to Jamaica Hospital in Queens. 9 others showed symptoms, but they refused medical treatment. The rest were allowed to disembark and go on to their final destinations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.